Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960. Brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center, in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We are keeping it local. We are featuring High Desert community issues, events, organizations, and individuals you don't want to miss. You can hear us right here, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960, plus listen online at talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning. It is another wonderful weekend here in the High Desert, Roxanne.
Yeah, we're glad you're tuning in to us this weekend.
Yes, and as always, so excited. We've got just a phenomenal guest with us this morning. This lady, Susan Padilla Conway, has been here in the High Desert for a while. I don't think we can call you a newbie, but you've been here for a little while. And she has a wonderful organization that's called God's Hand Extended. And so, Susan, we want to welcome you to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We want to welcome you. And we're excited to share this opportunity with our listeners to hear about the amazing work that you do through God's Hand Extended, which I believe you are the founder, right?
Yes, Regina,
you are the founder of that. And so let's just jump right in. Give us a little bit of history about God's Hand Extended, how it came to be, what your mission and purpose is.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, first of all.
Our joy.
A little bit about God's Hand Extended. Back in 2009, I had to do a medical retirement from the phone company. Was there for 30 years. I was very passionate about my job. I was able to work in the different areas, but one of them was training and helping people.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had to do the medical retirement in 2009, because of a surgery where the doctor hit all the nerves in my hand, my right hand does not work.
Mm.
So I was still young enough. I still had my mind. I may not have my hand. However, I asked God, what did he want me to do with my life at that time? And he said, use your organizational skills.
Mm.
So he sent me to churches, nonprofits, schools, city, county, state agencies, and I just went in, being in the High Desert for 63 years. A lot of these doors were opened.
Wow.
And I was able to go in and organize them. And with that being said, I found out the good, the bad, and the ugly in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So then I decided to retire again. And God said, no, at this time I want you to open up your own nonprofit, but I want you to do it under my guidance. So we had a discussion, God and I, about doing this, because I really didn't want to do it because I was retired. So I'm in church. I attend First Assembly of God, and Pastor John Martin was teaching us, and he indicated we all need to be God's extended hand.
Mm.
And I wrote that down, and my daughter, who was sitting next to me, was reading my notes, and she said, you need to reverse those words and call it God's hand extended. I told her to stop looking at my notes. And that's how we came about. The name was God's Hand Extended.
Okay.
And then the scripture, Pastor John had also mentioned that, which was Isaiah 41:13. And it talks about not being afraid, that I will hold your right hand and guide you. And it's my right hand that's damaged.
Mm.
And it's not damaged because it opens so many other doors. So now I have the vision. Now I know what I need to do. And I reached out to Shannon. And
yes.
I asked her, I said, Shannon, God's telling me I need to start this nonprofit. And she's the one that sent me over to High Desert Community Foundation under Deanna Wilson.
Yes.
So they're my covering. God is my boss. High Desert Community Foundation is my umbrella. So we are a 501(c). And we get to be on the field, in the field, every day while High Desert Community Foundation takes care of all the legalities and The administrative.
And the administrative side of that. And so, beautiful story of how this organization was formed. And by the way, I love Pastor Martin. So please tell him I said hello.
I will.
Okay. And so this was back in 2009. So coming forward now, your primary mission or the primary work and services that you provide to the High Desert community, can you share with us those things?
Yes. Now, in 2009, when I have the name, I have the scripture, I have High Desert Community Foundation, I ask God, now I have the name, what do you want me to do? He said, you've just put a name to how your parents have raised you, which was always serving the community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say this nonprofit or this vision has been instilled in me through my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something my parents did. All I did was put a name to how my parents raised us. My parents are believers, and my father's always served the community.
Mm-hmm.
I am filled with tears right now because my dad did go to heaven back in 2020, and it's an honor to continue what he's done.
Yes, beautiful legacy.
So right now, we do serve the community in different ways. I'm going to share with you. Monday, we have a donut ministry where we have partnered with Krispy Kreme, and we have about 13 volunteers that come up, get donuts, and they take the donuts to wherever they feel God is telling them to.
Mm-hmm.
We go as far as the Marine base.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the schools. We go to the streets. We go to the hospitals, wherever, you know, if you want.
Wherever that outreach.
Wherever you wanted to go deliver donuts to.
Okay. And that happens on Monday.
That happens on Monday.
Okay.
On Wednesdays, we have a clothing closet, which we started back in 2020. We were providing clothes for the homeless students that attended Victor Valley College.
Mm-hmm.
And then COVID kicked in, so we had to leave the premise, and we are now serving the community, not just the homeless students, with a clothing closet that is at Hesperia First Assembly of God on Hesperia Road.
Okay.
On Friday, we have a food pantry, and we started that during COVID as well. These are for the families that are housebound. They cannot leave their homes. So what's a little bit different about our food pantry is that we deliver food to the families that cannot attend food pantries.
Okay.
So we have a great volunteer team that delivers the food every mm-hmm. Friday to these families. Every day we have an assistance ministry to where we provide household kitchen items, furniture, and we are notified by our volunteers who are real estate agents that they're closing down the homes. In the past, mm-hmm. they used to be estate sales. Well, a lot of people don't do the estate sales anymore, so they open up their homes. The donor does. We send in the guests that we're helping, and we introduce the donor to the recipient.
Okay.
Now, the recipients come to us through school districts, the city and county state agencies, other nonprofits, 211.
Mm-hmm.
We are available to help anyone that comes to us and say, hey, we need help.
Help.
Because our vision is to provide God's unconditional love.
Mm. So let me go back, because that's a lot. You guys are doing a lot. So Monday is Donut Day.
Yes.
And what are the hours for that?
We meet everyone at 5 o'clock at Krispy Kreme.
Okay. All right. And then Wednesdays is the clothing.
Yes.
Right? And what are the hours for that?
10 a.m. to 1.
10 to 1. And then on Friday, you're doing the feeding. But that, of course, is those individuals or families who cannot, for whatever reason, come out. So you are delivering that.
Yes.
Now, if someone is interested or in need of those services, how can they get in touch with and find out?
Okay. On Friday, we do need volunteers.
Okay.
And they're able to meet with us at the Elks Lodge in Victorville on Hesperia Road.
Okay.
The Elks Lodge has opened up their doors to allow us to prepare all the food boxes.
Okay.
So we all meet there from 10 to 2. We prepare the food boxes, and then we send the drivers out with the food boxes to their homes.
Okay. So now for those who are interested in possibly volunteering, and or supporting in a financial way,
yes,
this program that you have on Friday, the hours for that, the prep hours are?
From 10 to 2.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yes.
And then after that, the drivers then take the food out and distribute it.
Yes.
Now, for those who are interested in being a recipient of that program, how do they get in contact with you?
They can contact us by phone calling or by texting 760-220-1961.
Okay. All right. And we're going to make sure that that number...
Definitely on our calendars, and we'll have it mentioned.
Yeah, online. So people can. Okay, so that's for the Friday. For Wednesday, the clothing. Now, volunteers?
Yes.
You need volunteers?
We always need volunteers.
And possibly some dollars to help support, because
yes,
you got to... I mean, there's just expense to everything, right?
Yes.
You've got a space in which you do that, storage, et cetera, et cetera. So if any of our listeners are interested in being a part of that particular program, they will reach out and contact you at?
I would recommend they contact High Desert Community Foundation.
Okay.
Let them know that they are donating towards God's Hand Extended. I take great pride in letting our community know that 100% of their donation will go right back to the community. We do have over 250 volunteers. We will never have a paid employee, and they know that when they join our team, that we do all of this to honor God.
Mm-hmm.
So every single penny that's given to us goes right back to the community.
We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for being open and listening to the higher voice that has directed and guided you, and then for being a magnet of attracting those who are like-minded and like-spirited to do this work. And so if any of our listeners are feeling that vibration through the radio,
yeah,
then that just means that you either want to reach out to the High Desert Community Foundation, right, which is there a phone number where they can reach?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
The number is 760-242-8877. And I would like to add to our conversation that we are willing to help everyone. It may be the unfortunate, the broken, the single parent, the at-risk children, the ones with addiction and the forgotten due to illness or incarceration. I also take great pride in letting them know that a lot of our volunteers are people that we have once served.
That's awesome.
And that we're willing to mentor them back.
Yes.
You know, to feel a value.
Yes.
So we're there for everyone.
For everyone. So, Susan, before we go, is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners, any upcoming events or any way that possibly, again, they can become engaged and involved, or they may have friends and family members or next-door neighbors or individuals that they know could use a little support, a hand up at this point? Is there anything that you want to share?
Well, I'd like for them to contact us directly, once again at the number 760-220-1961. We also accept donations of gently used clothing, household items, furniture from your estate cleanups and community giveaways. We also accept financial donations. God's Hand Extended will help with the needs of the community physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have a website, and we are available 24/7.
And what's your website?
Godshandextended.com.
Godshandextended.com. And the one thing that I think bears mentioning is that while this is definitely a Christian-based organization, you have not stood in any judgment, mm-hmm, and that you are arms open wide to any and everybody who may be seeking and needing help or assistance.
Like to mention also our street ministry. That's very dear to me. Everyone knows someone that's homeless. It could be our father, our brother, our sister, our mother. And we're available to help anyone who is unsheltered. And just reach out to us because we're there.
Because we're there.
We were able to participate last week with Azusa Pacific, Lydia Ushry.
Yes.
At the foot washing. And we, God's hand extended, giving him the glory, was able to come in and honor my brother who was homeless. But we now know he's in heaven. So thank you for what you guys do as well, Regina.
Well, we want to thank you. You have given us quite a bit to get involved with, to get engaged, to touch people's hearts and minds and spirits, and a lot of ways in which to do that. So we want to thank you for that. You are definitely welcome to come back and join us anytime. If there's anything that you want to share, any events coming up, any support that's needed, that's one of the reasons we're here, Roxanne, right?
Yeah, definitely. And then we will post these resources for those who are listening who need that assistance, and we'll post it on our calendars and Facebook pages for you, Susan.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Just to add to the conversation with our food pantry, with the donations from our community, we go shopping every Friday morning to prepare our food boxes with fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and healthy food, because we serve a lot of seniors.
Mm-hmm.
We serve the vets. We serve the homeless on the street. So we want to make sure that if we give them a food box, it's going to satisfy them, not just provide them a food box.
Right. Be nutritious.
Very nutritious.
Yeah.
So we do purchase healthy food every week.
Wonderful. And if you're listening out there and you have access to either local farmers or to the grocery stores that are here that can make those donations to this organization, please contact them and make that connection happen. Susan, we want to thank you again for being here with us this morning and sharing all the wonderful things that you're doing out in our community and the love. And we hope that you'll come back and join us at a date in the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So good morning, High Desert. It's Regina and Roxanne, and we have the opportunity to have in studio this amazing gentleman, Mark Creffield, who is the CEO of the Greater High Desert Chamber of Commerce. Did I get that right, Mark?
You got that right. President and CEO, but I'll take CEO. You got that part right.
All right. President and CEO. Let's get it right, right? So, Mark, tell me, how long have you been the president and CEO?
Well, I've been in the High Desert since June of 2017. I originally came here to be the president and CEO of the Victor Valley Chamber of Commerce until the merger in January of 2021.
Right. And I can't believe that that's been 7 years already. I remember you coming to the area. Time really flies, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. When I came here, I had a junior in high school and a brand new seventh grader, and now they're both graduates.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, if that doesn't make you feel old, I'll tell you.
I feel something, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You came here, and then the chambers merged. When was that again?
The official date was January 1st of 2021, when the Adelanto, Apple Valley, Hesperia, and Victor Valley chambers merged to the Greater High Desert Chamber.
So now there's just one.
And now there's just the one. Wonderful. And then, you know, Mark, tell us a little bit about the chamber. Why does the chamber exist? Kind of what is the objective or the mission for the chamber existing?
Well, our basic mission is to support and sustain a thriving regional business community with a strong and unified voice.
Mm.
Obviously, along with that, we prosper through informed leaders, legislative support. We're really big on that.
Yes.
Educational, high-level networking, and enhancing promotional opportunities for our members.
Wow. So, with that, who should belong to the chamber?
Any business that wants exposure or wants to be in the know should join our chamber. You know, our smaller businesses join because they like some of that marketing benefits that they get, where they can come to our event, they can get up on stage, or they can just network with fellow business members. Now, medium to larger businesses join our chamber, not necessarily for that, but mostly to be in the know.
Right.
We've been really good at, you know, promoting, you know, where we stand legislatively, they get the opportunity to, say, get in a room with other movers and shakers in the community.
Right.
You know, when we're selling memberships, you know, you just can't sell to a large business the same way that you would sell to a small business.
Right, so there's a different strategy. Now, let me also ask this, since we're talking about kind of different tiers of members, individuals, is there space, a place for individuals to join the chamber?
If we don't have a business, can we still join
the
chamber, or is that...
What we do, if somebody is truly not working, we do have, you know, an individual membership. I don't remember what the exact term is it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have to be careful sometimes, because we've had individuals join and then all of a sudden they didn't
have
tell us about their home-based business, and now they're out there promoting their business. So mostly for individuals, we have a membership for usually retirees that used to be part of a business, and now that they want to, you know, stay kind of informed with the chamber.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yes, definitely.
That's really good to know.
But mostly for the chamber, you guys mostly look for business holders.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it's mostly businesses. You know, we're always trying to capture new businesses that come to the community. But there's also businesses that have been in the community for years and have never been a part of the chamber and decide to join the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so what are some of the advantages or benefits of being a member?
Well, I think, like I mentioned, for smaller businesses, a lot of it is the instant marketing opportunities that they have, you know, that they get mentioned on our social media pages as a new member. They have the opportunity to come to an in-person Valley Morning Insight, which is our breakfast that we have once a month. They get to go up on stage. They get to promote their business.
Mm-hmm.
And they get put into a room with a lot of other business-minded folks. And, you know, the networking, you can't deny that the networking is a great opportunity. And a lot of businesses, they like to do business with fellow chamber members. It's kind of a symbol of credibility that, oh, you're a member of the chamber.
Right.
You know, and that's not to say that businesses that aren't a member aren't credible, but the chamber is kind of that special club.
Right.
And they like to be a part of that, and they like to be around fellow chamber members.
Well, there's relationship, and the truth of the matter is that typically we all do business with people that we have either relationship with or those who are trusted sources.
It's very relationship-based.
Yes.
You know, and I have seen it happen where members join the chamber, and within months or if not years, you know, you can tell that they've become friends. They're not just business acquaintances, that they do business with each other because they're members of the chamber. They're now friends, and they go out together. They socialize together. And, you know, we love seeing all that evolve. You know, we love seeing members join the chamber and become members for life. It's wonderful to see. And with more information, you can go to our website and check that out. Or, again, you could always call me at the Victorville office. I'll give that number. I'm at 760-245-6506.
So are there any upcoming events that you want to share and tell a community about?
Well, we do have coming up, we do have Valley Morning Insight coming up on May 1st, but we do have our State of the Chamber, our annual State of the Chamber is coming up on that first Wednesday. I believe it's June 5th. I don't have the calendar in front of me. Mm-hmm. But this is where the new chairman of the board gets their oath along with new directors. And then, of course, we recognize all of our sponsors over the past year, any outgoing directors that we have as well. But that's always a real fun time for us. It's amazing because I always refer to every year I get, you know, a new boss, a new chair of the board. So we're really looking forward to that event. And it also gives us the opportunity, the most important part, where we give a state of the chamber. So we talk about what we've done over the last year and all of our successes and a lot of our opportunities. So it's a great event.
If I happen to not be a member, but I want to attend that, can I?
Yes, absolutely. Any of our state of events, non-members can come under the membership pricing. That's because we didn't want to put an exclusivity on those state of. So if it's a state of the county, a state of the city, or a state of education, you know, non-members can attend, yes.
So that state of is of the chamber is a great opportunity for any of those small businesses or businesses that are kind of contemplating or thinking or would like to learn a little bit more about who you guys are, what you do, how it may benefit them. That would be a perfect opportunity for them to come and hear what's been going on and then also see who's in the room, right?
Absolutely.
And so that again is happening in June. I'm sure that information is on your website.
Absolutely, on our calendar of events, yes.
Right. And so I would encourage any of our listeners who are out there this morning who may have small businesses or businesses mid to corporate size that might be interested, that this would be a perfect event to come hear about, learn more about the Chamber, what they do, how it can benefit you, network with quite an impressive group of people. And I don't say that because of titles and status, but I just say because of the hearts of a lot of those people that are in the room and the amazing things that they've done. So again, Mark, your website is?
Oh, ghdcc.com. It's a brand new website. It just launched in December of last year, and I'm really proud to mention every year I go to a Chamber of Commerce conference. It's the Western Association of Chamber Executives, and it's an annual conference, and every year they give out awards for various communication awards. I've applied many years in my 16-plus years in the chamber industry, never won an award, but our brand-new website won an honorable mention award in front of all of my peers at the WACE conference. So,
well, congratulations.
So now, thank you. So
it's
now,
for the High Desert.
Now, not only do we have a brand-new website, but now we can call it an award-winning website.
Website.
So we're very, very excited about that. I'm proud of my staff because it was a lot of time and effort to get it exactly the way we wanted it. And it's there now, and it's really a website we're absolutely proud of.
Well, that's wonderful. Mark, I want to thank you for coming in today, sharing time with us. We're going to invite you back. You're welcome to come back anytime throughout the year, especially when you have either events or information that you think community would need to hear that helps keep us informed and advised of what's going on in our community. That's part of the reason why we exist. So before we leave, is there anything that you want to share that we haven't talked about? Anything that you feel like maybe community needs to know about the Greater High Desert Chamber of Commerce?
Well, again, first off, I appreciate you both having me here. This is my very first radio interview, so thank
Yay!
You for that. I
Good
really
time.
Appreciate that. But again, you know, one of the biggest reasons why we merged was we just felt that it was a benefit to our members, because what we did was we put all of our memberships together. 35% of the membership between all four chambers were a member of two or more chambers. In some cases, three or more chambers.
Mm.
And we had a small percentage of our members were members of four different chambers. So by merging, it was important to also become more of a unified voice, especially on legislative action.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to be all four separate chambers, you know, trying to be legislatively active. But now that we're one voice, that was really kind of a big deal for us. And that was one of the biggest selling points when we all got together and said, hey, should we do this? And the stars aligned. And here we are 3 years later already, we're merged. So
wow.
Very excited about that. And again, you know, non-members can come check us out. You know, we have Valley Morning Insight, as we've talked about, but we also have a weekly coffee as well. You know, we definitely allow, we don't call them non-members, we call them prospective members.
Yes.
We allow prospective members to come once and check us out. And then after that, you know, we encourage you to join our chamber if you want to keep
and
coming
so
to these events.
And so that morning coffee, where is that, and when does that happen, on Fridays?
You check the chamber calendar. It's currently on Fridays at the Percy Bacher Center in Hesperia. But I would encourage you to check our calendar, because the first Friday of the month that follows VMI, we do a Zoom coffee break update.
Okay.
And then we are usually dark on coffee in person if it's before like a 3-day weekend before a Monday holiday. So, but check our chamber calendar.
Okay.
And come join us. Check us out. And if you like us, hopefully you'll join our chamber.
That's wonderful. Well, Mark, thank you again for coming in, being with us, sharing this wonderful information with our community, and we'll look forward to hearing from you in the near future.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for listening and being a part of our High Desert conversation. We invite you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as a community want to hear from. Reach out to us and send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We'll talk to you next weekend.